When one out of four young people in Europe has no job.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Germany and France today launched what they call a new deal to combat the problem of youth unemployment in Europe. Billions will be spent helping young people find jobs. 25% are out of work in the Eurozone. That figure rises to more than half in Greece and Spain. Joining us live is Marketplace's European editor Stephen Beard in London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
So tell me about what this new deal amounts to.
Well, they're calling it the New Deal, but it's not quite on the same scale as the Roosevelt stimulus program. They're talking about spending $8 or $9 billion helping young Europeans in recession-hit countries look for work elsewhere in Europe, paying, for example, for flights and paying for language courses for the young people. This program shows they're worried, very worried indeed, about the problem of mass youth unemployment in Europe because of its long-term economic costs and because of the political and social damage that it's doing.
Wait a minute. Am I detecting a change of attitude, especially in Germany, where the emphasis has long been on cutting spending?
Yeah, well, they're certainly in talk in Germany about a change of course. The government there is getting very concerned about the reputation that Germany is getting in southern Europe, particularly for being hard-hearted, even cruel. And this can't be good for Germany as an exporter, apart from anything else. The rest of the Eurozone is one of its most important markets. But the amount of money to be spent on the New Deal isn't huge. Indeed, Stephen Lewis of Monument Security says it isn't anywhere near enough.
There would have to be very much more resources devoted to the problem. We'd have to multiply the amount which has been put forward by at least 10 to make any significant impression at all.
Now, the German government will make an announcement on extra help for the Eurozone tomorrow, but it seems unlikely that 4 months before an election, the government's going to pump tens of billions into the rest of the Eurozone. That wouldn't be popular with German voters.
So to review, Stephen, how much money is it? Like about $9 billion?
That's right, $8 or $9 billion. But we could be hearing about more money tomorrow, but perhaps not the tens of billions that's required.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you. The British-Swedish pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca is paying $443 million to buy a Princeton, New Jersey company. Omthera works on medicine based on fish oils to help with heart disease. AstraZeneca's stock is up about 3.25% in Europe now. The high-end jewelry maker Tiffany & Company today is reporting how much money it made in its last quarter. Marketplace's Noel King looks at how Tiffany and other luxury brands are faring in this economy.
Right now, the Tiffany brand is huge in Asia. David Wu is a luxury goods analyst at Telsey Advisory Group.
Many Chinese consumers have adopted the Western tradition of the diamond engagement ring. The engagement business there is very strong.
But in the U.S., Tiffany is struggling with new competition.
There's a whole slew of new emerging fashion jewelry brands.
Like Michael Kors and Kate Spade. They're tiptoeing onto Tiffany's territory with pricey, but not too pricey, jewelry. Paul Swinand, an equity analyst at Morningstar, says Tiffany and other luxury brands have struggled in the U.S. amid
storms in New York, fiscal cliff, unemployment, just general macro worries.
But both analysts say luxury goods are selling better because as the stock market rebounds, we all feel safer shelling out for luxury. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Pretty fine day for stocks so far around the world. The main index in Hong Kong went up 1%. The Nikkei in Japan is up 1.2%. The FTSE 100 in London currently up 1.67%. U.S. stock index futures are also up. The 10-year Treasury yield is just above 2% this morning. And oil is $94.70 a barrel, up about 0.6% today so far. And here's a number this morning, $125 billion, an estimate of the economic impact when pregnant mothers don't get enough to eat around the world. That's new data today from the charity Save the Children. Malnourishment before birth is associated with cognitive impairments that reduce a baby's future earnings potential.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Tomorrow, the International Olympic Committee is expected to vote on which sports stay or go for the next Summer Games. Wrestling may be out, really. Rock climbing may be in, and Major League Baseball wants a piece of the action, but it doesn't want to take time out of its regular season to play in the Olympics. Gigi Duban reports.
Baseball wants a spot on the international stage, but putting the season on hold for 10 days?
That's not feasible. I mean, it's not feasible.
That's Paul Seiler, executive director of USA Baseball.
A 10-day break, that's 150 baseball games that are affected.
But even if Major League Baseball did tweak its schedule, the sport might still be ignored by the Olympic Committee. Matthew Robinson teaches sport management at the University of Delaware. He says, for one thing, baseball is expensive to host. 16 countries, each team with a roster of at least 20 players.
You're talking about more athletes being in the Olympic Village, more expense for the Olympics. That's something that gets factored in.
Another thing, baseball just isn't that sexy in places like Europe and Africa. Robinson says the decision to cut wrestling was made in part because people didn't watch it. Beach volleyball, on the other hand?
It's a great event. They got the music playing during the event. You know, it's a new aspect of sport.
Women jumping around in the sand in bikinis? It's no wonder Robinson says beach volleyball was the hottest ticket at the London Games. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And before we go, Apple has a new ad with a boy listening to music on an iPhone. He's wearing a wristwatch. Some of the more passionate of the Apple tribe have been examining still frames of the watch with forensic interest. Whoa, is that maybe like the new iWatch? Apple's reportedly working on a wrist-mounted computer, part of a trend toward so-called wearable tech. Now, to me, it looks like a regular iPod Nano clipped to one of those wristbands you can get. Now, that said, younger folks generally don't wear wristwatches, and nothing in a big corporate ad is by chance. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report on APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.